Today's episode is the second part of a two-part story, Yellowstone in the Sierra. The area along the Sierra Nevada eastern slope is home to several active geothermal areas. From the volcanic fields at Little Lake and Red Hill to the craters at Mono Lake, it's obvious that there's been a few hot spots underground here in the eastern Sierra. Hot spring resorts along El Camino Sierra have been in operation almost since the first tourists arrived. Their first use was thought to have been for medicinal and healing purposes, but it's doubtful anyone has ever refuted that they also just felt good to sit in and relax. Near the intersection of El Camino Sierra and Highway 203, leading into the town of Mammoth Lakes, is the Casa Diablo Hot Springs. Native Americans used these hot springs for hundreds of years, building shelters over the spring to keep the snow off of them while taking a soak in the winter. Later, small cabins were erected, providing baths for prospectors and travelers. The spot also served as a stage stop and supply point for commerce headed to the mines near Mammoth. They named the area Casa Diablo, or House of the Devil, for the many boiling hot springs. In the early 1900s, Charlie Summers purchased the hot spring and 40 acres of adjacent land. Sometime around the 1920s, the family constructed a small resort at the spot, which included a fuel station, dining room, bar, and even a dance hall. The friendly resort was another one of those many welcoming sites for travelers along El Camino Sierra. Casa Diablo is unique among eastern Sierra geothermal areas in that it was once home to an erupting geyser. The Casa Diablo geyser would have held its own against the famous Yellowstone thermal gushers. However, the geyser apparently didn't erupt with any great regularity, though. It would lie dormant for long periods and then burst forth with a rousing eruption. During the 1930s, the geyser would shoot as high as 70 to 80 feet. Today, Casa Diablo is home to a geothermal plant that provides enough electricity for over 30,000 homes. The geyser is gone, but the special memories of a boiling fountain erupting along the base of the Sierra Nevada still remains in the pictures and scrapbooks of travelers from long ago as they relive their warm memories from along El Camino Sierra.